Today, I want to talk to you about freedom. It seems to be a very clear subject. It seems to be simple. It seems as if it's something people shouldn't even waste their time talking about. But freedom is extremely important. Because there are so many of us who enslave ourselves to things. And in order to really experience your freedom, you have to be free of things that hold you down, that intentionally hurt you. You have to look at people around you who are not going in the direction that you would like to be going in. You have to look at goals and the time that you put into accomplishing your goals. And then you have to look at the things that you are doing that is constantly slowing you down or unconsciously slowing you down. And then there are those things that are just pushing you down to the ground. A lot of these things we have the ability to free ourselves from. For example, let's take some people who think about nothing but cars. That's great if that's what they want to do. But don't think about cars all the time and you say you need to do something else. You want something else. You desire something else. In order for you to do that, you have to make the decision to manage your time better between the thinking of the cars or going after what their goal is. And those of us who are over-exercising 7 days a week and you hurt yourself, these things have to be looked at too. Why do I say that? Because I did it. I used to exercise 7 days a week, 3 times a day, until I physically made myself sick. I was enslaved to exercise. I would have never, ever believed that unless it happened to me first. And I had to learn how to free myself from that enslavement, that self enforced enslavement. So many of us need to look around at what we're doing. Look ahead. Look at what's in your hands. Look at what you may be drinking. Look at what's going on inside of you silently that's holding you down or hurting you physically, mentally, and spiritually. Because if you can't control this. Some of these things we can't control. So you're hurting yourself. You're enslaving yourself to this thing or these things. And you will not experience your freedom until you separate yourself from that. Or separate yourself from that person. Separate yourself from that situation. Separate yourself from whatever it is that you know for a fact is holding you down. Now, I can't tell you what it is with you, but I can tell you this. You will not experience your freedom unless you do it. And when you eliminate that situation, you will experience your freedom just like you see a bird lifting off out of a tree up into the sky. That is how freedom will feel. That's how my freedom felt when I eliminated certain situations from my life. Waking up, just enjoying laying in bed, relaxing, no thought, no actions. Slowly walking down the street, looking at beautiful people, reading a book, listening at a positive conversation. Whatever it is that frees you, that will help you experience the reality of your own freedom. And once you experience your freedom, you will realize that freedom is fabulous. Thank you. And please free yourself from self-imposed things and situations that can enslave you.